A quick favor before we get to the weather. If you like this forecast, please rate it on Apple Podcasts, the Amazon Skill Store, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein with the Greater Boston Area Forecast for the 10th of August. It's Monday. Well, we have the heat and humidity back for today. Now, if there are a couple of clouds and even a quick shower here this morning, the trend is for sunshine, and it's going to be hot. We're 90 to 95 this afternoon. It feels over 95 in much of the area from Boston back through Worcester and to the north and the south as well. So there is a heat advisory for that area. It's a little tough for me to nail down exactly who's not in the heat advisory, but the Cape and the Islands, you're out. Eastern portions of Essex County, you're not in it. North New England's not in it. So it's basically metro Boston, southwest, northwest suburbs, and back to the west. And that's because we have all the heat and humidity. And it feels in the mid-90s to perhaps near 100, both today in the afternoon and tomorrow in the afternoon. And that problems of the heat run all the way back to Hartford and down to New York City as well. So it's very warm in those areas. Now, as we head for the overnight hours tonight, we're looking for a partly cloudy sky. There's going to be temperatures which are once again up near 70 all night long. That means it's going to take probably until 11 o'clock to fall under 80 tonight, and then we'll fall through the 70s thereafter, bottoming out right around 70. On Tuesday, tomorrow, again, the heat advisory is posted for basically the same areas. Lots of sunshine, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm, temperatures in the low to mid-90s, cooler Cape and the Islands, and it's a very warm night Tuesday night as well. Lower 70s once again. So we've had many of these nights this summer. It's been an exceedingly warm summer just away from the coastline. Places like Providence and Hartford, warmest summer on record. Worcester, second warmest summer on record. So it just depends on where you are. But everywhere has been very hot. Even Boston's in the top 15 warm summers. And you think about it, since 1872, we're in the top 15. That's pretty hot. Wednesday. Partly sunny skies, again, chance for a few thunderstorms. The cold front's getting closer. We're in the 90s. The humidity's around. It's going to feel very similar to the previous 2 days. The showers move through Wednesday night. A pretty good chance that many of us see a shower. I'm not convinced yet that we're going to see anything really drought relieving. And then on Thursday, a couple of showers, partly sunny. We'll stay under 90 on Thursday, so that's the break in the heat wave. We hit 90 in many areas yesterday. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, so it's a four-day heat wave. And then for Friday, partly sunny, temperatures back into the mid-80s, a little bit of a sea breeze, so it'll be cooler on the coast. The bottom line here is that we have lots of heat and humidity over the next several days. We have the heat advisory, and we'll finally break out of it later Thursday, but especially Friday and into the weekend. Have a great morning.